Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
AM 1020, KDK Radio, it's the voice of Pittsburgh. At times today, I'm going to hope, in addition to KDK being the voice of Pittsburgh, I'm going to hope that I provide a voice of reason at times. Now, there's going to be other times I drift off, and I'm going to preemptively go ahead and explain how to complain. Go to the website, click contact. That's the before, because I'm going to make a joke at the wrong time, and somebody is going to get upset. And just, there's your heads up. And the reason it happens, not to justify my boorish behavior ahead of time, but the reason it happens is we laugh at what scares us. The term is whistling past the graveyard. And that's a coping mechanism. That's a defense mechanism for my brain. When I heard that as of like an hour ago anyway, the state of West Virginia is the only state that doesn't have at least one case of the virus, I instantly pictured West Virginia's mother calling Ohio's mother and saying, can I bring West Virginia over so we can get this over and done with? Like we did with the measles. And that's going to be offensive to somebody. So again, it's just go to the website, kdkradio.com. If you would like to get in contact with the program, which, by the way, is called Crotopia, that would be cool. I want to know. I know that I did not have a typical week, like a lot of you maybe did. Typical in that it was atypical. It was atypical because for me, it was almost exclusively typical. Again, to complain about the gibberish. It didn't dawn on me. I didn't have a direct, oh, gosh, moment regarding the coronavirus until yesterday. Oh. Now, I've had a couple since, and we're going to talk about that. But what has your experience been? What do you got to deal with now? That's one thing I did see, both good and bad. And when I say good and bad, I say good and bad at several different levels. I think there are people, in addition to being worried that you're going to die, and I'm not mocking, that's just one of the things that people are freaking out about. In addition to that, I believe there might be a little bit of an underlying nagging voice in the back. Shrill. Like Ann Drescher on Whippets. Kind of, okay? And that voice in the back, and we're trying to ignore it. Because, you know, picture or envision that voice. Why would you not want to ignore it? But there's that voice in the back of our heads going, wow. As a country, we are just absolutely unprepared and instantly freaking out. And that's unsettling. Look, we went and I watched it. While not having a direct effect at this point on my life, I watched it. And we, society et al., particularly Pittsburghers, in the span of about 36 hours, we went from, why not having a parade? That's crap. Boo. Boo. No parade. 36 hours later, we're getting into scuffling matches over toilet paper. What? Wait, what? Going back to making a joke about something that's probably not funny and you complaining. Back in the day, coming up in rock radio, there would be one rock radio station somewhere that this weekend they would turn into a four-ply weekend. And they'd give away toilet paper and they'd play four songs in a row by the same seven bands you heard them play all the time. But that would be, and they'd send the voice, they'd send the scripts off to the voice guy real late Friday. Hey, can you voice this? It's a four-ply weekend. 866-391-1020 if you would like to call, or if you would like to text. My stories, they're gonna seep out during the day. I want to hear your stories. How has your life changed? What's up that's different? Mine changed at the Cracker Barrel. I don't know what that says about my life that, you know, a pandemic epiphany moment shows up at a Cracker Barrel, but it did. Yesterday, well, wait, I'm talking about the Cracker Barrel. You got to pronounce it yesterday. Yesterday, my daughter and I went to the Cracker Barrel. And they didn't have the game. That little wooden triangle with the golf tees in it to sort out who in your family's the ignoramus till the biscuits come. They didn't have that game. They took that game away. And that was the weird, it's like, oh yeah. And then after the Cracker Barrel, where we didn't get to play the game, although that game exists on your phone, there's an app. If you're thinking, man, I love that Cracker Barrel game, the little wooden triangle with the holes drilled in it where you got to hop the golf tees over each other. And if you get one, you're like a super genius. And if you leave more than three, you're an ignoramus or whatever. That game, everybody plays that game. It's disgusting. We as a race of people, as a species, when it gets down to the genetic, or not genetic, when it gets down to the viral and germ level, we're bears with furniture. And it's really interesting to watch. And it's going to come out during the program. What your experiences have been. I called an old friend of mine because he is at ground zero. This is, even without the parade, and this blows my mind, this is when everybody gets, here's the difference between New Year's Eve, people getting drunk for no reason other than the day, and St. Patrick's Day. The only difference is the vomit's green. Again, to get in contact with management, go to the website, kdkradio.com, click on Contact Us. And when you spell my name, it's E-D-D-Y. But I called my friend. He owns a business down there. Later on, I'll talk about that. But as far as blaming who and what and why, that needs to chill until everybody's cool, okay? And then we can figure out who did what, and we can squawk about the politics of it. And I know the politics is going to come in. But right now, can we just stop freaking out and punching each other in the face over toilet paper? It's a four-ply weekend. Remember, kids, if you're programming a crappy 80s rock station, always lead out of the ID with something that kicks. TJ and Bethel Park, you will be first just because you are so blatantly ignoring just what I just said. We'll do that after the break. I'm sensing it's going to go well. KDKA Radio. News Radio, it's AM 1020. It is KDKA. It is St. Patrick's Day Parade Day. No parade there. But apparently everybody said, oh, we'll still go to the South Side and get liquored up. So that's still going on. We live in a weird world. But when I was talking, my friend John, who owns Pittsburgh Guitars on the South Side, I called him. In my mind, I said, okay, there's no parade. There's not going to be a whole bunch of people wandering the street getting liquored up. You know, that whole self-isolation thing. You go to the liquor store, you camp out at home. And I called my friend John, and I got two updates. One, the off-the-record update from my friend Sam, and then I got the official on-the-record update from my friend John from Pittsburgh Guitars. Now, they were basically the same accounts. Sam's account had more hippie words and curt and vulgar in it, but it's the same thing. There are people doing the South Side thing, doing the St. Patrick's Day thing. And in a strange way, it's like, okay, at least through arbitrary group binge drinking, you have somehow managed to make me calm down a little bit about this virus stuff. Oh, okay, well, at least some people aren't freaking out. I saw a post. I posted the question on my social media, too. What directly affecting you? Not my silly weirdness of, oh, I can't play God. Sounds like I had to come up with the ignoramus score, don't it? I can't play the little golf tee, hop the peg game at Cracker Barrel. But I heard from people that their business, well, I know a lot of people that live in, I refer to it as the gig economy. They're musicians, or they work on tours, or they're videographers, or they work, this film shoot is in town, that next film shoot is in town, this festival, that festival's coming up over there. Those people are absolutely freaking out. I got messages from people that said they've got two kids home from school and there's no babysitter because the daycare is closed down for disinfecting. So they can't go to work. I've seen stories of students that got sent home. Well, CCAC just updated their thing. Their thing was it was going to be online only until the middle of next week. Now CCAC is, no, everything shut down until, I think, March 25th. But there are students getting sent home that don't have internet to do school while at home. And I've seen the pictures like you've seen the pictures of every, I don't understand how we equate Armageddon with we better make sure our butts are clean before it happens. 866-391-1020, if you'd like to call, or if you'd like to text. TJ and Bethel Park, man, I appreciate you waiting on me. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, that bill that they were putting through for money from the federal government, the money that was going to be allocated to fight the coronavirus, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they always attach different things to the bill to try to get money for different causes?
Right.
Well, one of the holdups on that bill being passed is that the Democrats were trying to get funding for abortion.
Really?
Yeah, with the Hyman Act. Yep, they were trying to get
really, and that's money. What and that's what it was called.
And they were trying. Do you believe that they were trying to attach money on a bill for coronavirus?
Yeah, no, I don't. Do you believe that somebody is going to politicize anything and everything when it's utterly irrelevant and not helpful in any way, shape, or form? Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, my God. All that was missing from that was at the end, what about Obama? Or maybe, what about her emails? Can we please focus on keeping everybody? See, this is why I might not be the guy to get everybody to remain calm. Little known fact, that's why I did not get the role in Animal House that Kevin Bacon eventually got. Remember? He was much better. Remain calm. All is well. Irrelevant and condescending and counterproductive are always going to be irrelevant and condescending and counterproductive. Frustrating on a good day, but on a day where there are people actively freaking out over toilet paper, it's not helpful. Hey, Crow. What? Anytime I hear that, I flash back to every old gym coach I ever had. Hey, Crow. I ran. Hey, Crow, since old people pack the Walmart and the Rivers Casino, shouldn't they close for safety? How about Home Depot and the Giant Eagle? I thought the casino was closing for safety or for, disinfecting. It blew my mind how little it affected me. Because I know I may come off as a social butterfly, I don't have a lot of interpersonal social reactions during the week. What I do when I do here now, ridiculously, is sit in a room by myself and talk out loud. When I'm not here, my other occupations I do from home. So I do the same thing. Just the money comes from a different account. And I was stunned. Did anything change? I went grocery shopping yesterday, not because I was going to freak out, but because that's what I do every other Friday. And I went grocery shopping. I didn't think anything. I said, well, I don't go to the big box store. I'm not messing with that. I go to Aldi in Baden, my favorite little place. I go to Aldi, and you can tell when you turn in by the sheets there. You can get a look at the parking lot. You can tell it's okay. It's busy. Lots of cars. I turn in. I got my quarter so I can get my cart. I'm sorry, buggy. I know you're screaming germs like I'm screaming germs. I know. Don't scratch your face. I get my buggy and I go in. And it's busy. It's busier than a typical Friday, clearly. Everybody was calm. Everybody's standing in line, chill. No, now, I did not go down the toilet paper aisle. Again, this is a regular trip for me. That's another thing that threw me off. How little I've been affected by this so far and how little my habits were affected by it. Because as I went further down the aisles to the Aldi, you hit at the end where the eggs are and you got to swing a left. The only thing that I wanted to get that was gone, green onions. If this was a rock station, I'd do 5 minutes on Booker T and the MGs right now, but we'll move forward. They did not have green onions. They didn't have a lot of stuff. But as everything else that I normally get to load up for the next two, okay. And the saving grace as I'm watching all of this unfold on social media, it was busy. Nobody was freaking out. Nobody was losing their minds. Nobody was fist fighting over toilet paper. We talked a week or two ago about what do you think it's going to be? What do you think is going to cause the Armageddon, downfall of the earth? Is it going to be a virus? Is it going to be a coordinated multi-species animal overthrow? Is it going to be aliens? Is it going to be what's it going to be? We have to add to the mix toilet paper. Just to have it on there. It's like an extra credit off to the side after you fill out the regular part of the essay. 866-391-1020 if you want to call or text. This text says, I work for DoorDash. Deliver through Cranberry and Wexford, and restaurants aren't very busy, but the deliveries are very busy. So I'm actually profiting off the coronavirus. Well, I wouldn't phrase it like that. You guys fighting over toilet paper? Look at this. 4-ply. I want it from a radio station. Eddie says the text, I am a household member of one. Yeah, man, you and me, bro. One who bought my two single rolls of TP at a Kogo's versus the bigger Shop and Save who were completely sold out. So what are you going to do with your time? I have suggestions. My suggestions generally revolve around a theme. And the theme is it's really simple. Otherwise, I couldn't keep track of it. The theme is ingest or express. And because of this, particularly because of sports, we got to come up with something besides ingest. I'll explain after the news. KDK Radio. AM 1020 KDK Radio. If you got something better, and I'm not saying this sarcastically, I'm pleading. If there's something you'd want to talk about besides the coronavirus, me too. Because if there was something to talk about that wasn't that, that means we wouldn't all be at various levels of Twitch. The program, which is perfect for the Twitches, the program is Crotopia. You can call me, you can text me. The number is the same. 866-391-1020. It wasn't yesterday. It led into it. But like I said, it really, I had that light bulb over the head moment of, okay. When I went to the Cracker Barrel and they didn't have out the little wooden triangles, hop the pegs to show you're not an ignoramus game. And that was the first time it directly affected me. For a lot of people, I suspect, this is my suspicion, I was paranoid before this, so welcome to the club. I suspect there are people that have that underlying voice in the back of their head going, dang, we ain't got it together during this, we being the United States. But I also suspect for some people, there are now people sitting going, dang, what am I going to talk about with other people? Because there ain't no Penguins and there ain't no Steelers and there ain't no Pirates and, well, and there ain't no Formula One, and there ain't no NASCAR, and there ain't no golf. Although, if you're going to sit for hours and watch guys hit a ball with a stick, go find it and hit it again. I'm not interested in your conversation, but that's a side note. 866-391-1020 if you'd like to text. This text says, Eddie, I don't have to go out for St. Patty's Parade night, day, night. Just listen to some good rock and roll. Signed, John. Yeah, but is that different? Yeah, it's benevolent ingestion, but that's not expression. People over the next week, 2 weeks, for a lot of people, I suspect it was today. Because if you're a sports fan, Saturday morning, especially today, in addition to it being let's get drunk and vomit green beer celebrations, today if you're the sports fan, if you're biologically tuned to the annual sport clock, you woke up today and turned on the TV and wanted to know why in God's name, where's the basketball? Are you tuned in? If you're NASCAR, where's qualifying? Or for me, I pop on the TV. Hey, that's the game from 2 weeks ago. We ingest a whole lot of things to keep us busy. And I'd like to think we're going to spend the time, since the what gets ingested is not going to be available for a bit, to express rather than just look for something else to ingest. But I'm a big fan of fiberglass underwear and uncultured yogurt. So, you know, who am I to judge? 866-391-1020. Sean in Tarentum. Hey, man.
I figured we could get you treating me with kid gloves out of the way early this week.
Get the what?
That was mentioned last week. Yeah, you always treat me with kid gloves.
Oh, that's right. You're a delicate flower, man.
Yes, I am. I kind of rethought my whole idea with this whole coronavirus thing.
Okay. Now, refresh my memory, because people's ideas have been rethought about a zillion times over the last 5 days.
We ended our conversation last week with what would kill us, or what would kill, I thought, boredom. Well, it may turn out to be that way since everything got canceled, but that's not what I'm thinking.
I hope we look at the time as an opportunity for, I don't know, self-reflection and being nice to others. And I'm seeing examples of that.
Well, that's what I came to, is like a lot of people died, but we got through smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people died. I mean, whole families got wiped out with the Spanish flu.
Right.
Right. And then we survived the AIDS epidemic. We lost a lot of good people. And I'm thinking there's been flus and, you know, pandemics and epidemics in between. And
yeah,
what this is, I think, is just a way for nature to say, hey, you human beings have forgot what it's like to really live a life. You're so...
No, wait. Stop. You had me when it was biology, but you lost me when morality got into it. You think Mother Nature's teaching humanity a lesson? Do better with what you got?
I think that's what humanity is, why they're so upset, is because they got to take a good look at how they are now.
Mm. Yeah, it's that uneasy feeling. It's an uneasy feeling to look up and go, wait, we went in the span of a month, 2 weeks, however you want to break it down, from this to that. And how did that happen?
People got in contact with each other.
No, I'm not talking about spreading the virus. I'm talking about the freakouts and the I need 800. There was a guy, I might talk about this later, but it's one of those stories that if I talk about it, I'm just going to get really nasty and mean-spirited, and that's not my way. The guy that tried to corner the market with hand sanitizer, he bought up a crap load of hand sanitizer, and then I guess eBay wouldn't let him gouge people by selling it on eBay, and he's ticked off.
Well, that's the bottom line, and it's just people are facing their own mortality, and they don't like doing that.
That's it. That's it. Right there. That's exactly right. We don't like reminders of, you know what, a fairly small amount of weird crap could happen, and we go from being the top of the food chain to, ooh, we in trouble.
Yep. I love it when somebody told me, okay, try holding your breath, see how long you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, because your body is going to take over and do what it wants to do and what it needs to do.
Yep.
Well, that's what this is. This is going to make people go, I'm not immortal. Maybe I should like take a whole step back and start looking at other people for a while instead of worrying about me, myself, and I.
I am seeing examples of people reaching out. I have seen posts, and again, it's ludicrous that we live in the age that we live in when you see examples of, I've got extra toilet paper. If you need toilet paper, get a hold of me. But I'm seeing those. It's like, dude, this is like Bulgaria level what of infrastructure let down or breakdown.
Yeah, you know what else fascinates me is where my wife works. She works in a retail situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she says,
are they staying open?
Things just are in general. They have no, like, they will not. One person coughed on her and she just walked away from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they don't care. They don't think, they don't reason. And it's horrible because you see them loading up with tissues and loading up with toilet paper and
right.
sanitizers. And almost none of them have any food in their cart.
Well, Sean, that's what I noticed yesterday. Thank you for calling. I think part of exactly what's going on is what Sean just said. That it's another one of... Today's one of those shows where I got a lot of different voices in the back of my head. It's another one of those voices in the back of your head, and this one's saying, hey, here's a reminder. We, Mother Nature, God, the cosmos, however you want to phrase it, that's your business. Nature, every once in a while, gives us an example, and we don't like it. Hey, if we really want to, sup. But that's always existed. We don't, and that, I think, is what's causing people, some people, to lose their crap over it, so to speak. You get it? Toilet paper, right? There you go. But I was surprised when I called my friend John at Pittsburgh Guitars, because he's right in the middle of that. And most of the people on St. Patrick's Day, parade or no, on St. Patrick's Day, the South Side, instead of stinking like a fraternity basement after dark, it stinks like a green fraternity basement during the day. And most of the people that work down there, they don't dig this day. Yeah, they make bucks, but it's quite often way more of a pain than it's worth. But I called down there first to check on something. Second, to say, hey, man, what's up with the crowd? How is it? So we're going to talk about the people that are freaking out, and we're going to talk about the people that at least on the surface don't seem to care at all. That's next, and your calls, KDKA Radio. AM 1020. It is KDKA Radio. I'm Eddie Crow. The program's Crowtopia. Today, I would like it to dare to dream. I'd like to think we're capable of getting through this, having a conversation as human beings. I'm not going to sit here and say the president did this and the last president did that and Mitch McConnell did it. Let's just have a conversation about us just for a second. Not us and them, whoever your us is and whoever them be. God bless you, Sid Barrett, wherever you are. I think for a lot of people, it's difficult at this point to feel confidence or take comfort from how the administration's handled it. Up to this point, I also think I've seen people that at least seem to know what's going on, and I've seen people help. So I'll post on my social media. I've got extra toilet paper. If you need it, message me. That we live in a world in the span of 3 days went from ticked off there ain't a parade to fighting over toilet paper. That's scary on a different level. That goes back to what Sean said in his conversation earlier. We don't like being reminded that it's possible that something might happen on this planet that we just can't do squat about. We don't like that. And this has that seeping vibe to it. Nope, it's too early for that gross. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. This says, is your producer wearing a hazmat suit? Yeah, but my producer wears a hazmat suit anyway, has for years. There was an incident. Jim in Ambridge. Hi, Jim. Thanks for waiting, man.
Hey, Ed, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What's up, brother? You know, they closed Old Economy Village.
Yes, yes, yes. I am aware of that.
Yep.
You're familiar with the scene in the Titanic where the guy who was supposed to marry the girl, he grabbed that baby and said, "She's all I have."
Mm-hmm.
That scoundrel that used that to get it. So I went to Walmart today. I got three things for those people.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Which, now you could have, you got a couple options on your Walmart trip. You got one, the one up behind what used to be Old Southern Shopping Center. You can go across the bridge and go over to Robinson. You could go full blown and go, or I mean, go to Moon, or full blown and go to Robinson. Which one did you do?
Those other ones are too big. I went to the one in Economy behind the old Northern Lights Shopping Center where it used to be.
Up the hill where the Giant Eagle is.
Yeah, they have that all torn up, fenced off. They're building something. I'd like to know what's going on up there.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, I went to Walmart this morning. I got three items. And to those individuals that emptied the soup, spaghetti, toilet paper, all this stuff, you folks are scoundrels, just like that guy on the Titanic that used a child to get on the one of the life rafts. I don't understand how you people can be that way. You ought to be ashamed.
I got to know, and Jim, it's none of my business, and you can tell me that. What three things did you get?
We were making stuffed cabbage today, and I forgot to get broth, some good Italian bread, and it was potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
So that was your master list. If the world's coming to an end, you got spuds and broth.
Hey, you know what? If the world's coming to an end,
yeah,
you're gonna die with stuffed cabbage, mashed potatoes, and Italian bread.
We might as well go with a full belly. That's right, pal.
There you go.
Jim, I appreciate you calling. Thank you, man. A listener sent me a picture. While we're talking about the Baden Wall, or not Baden, it's past Baden. Don't want to upset people. The Walmart past Baden. Somebody sent me a picture of where the bleach is supposed to be. So because of that picture in my head for the next hour and a half at least, I'm going to be screaming, no, bleach in Baden. Taking artistic license with the actual location of the store. John in Bridgeville. Hi, John.
Hey,
man.
I'm one of the actual preppers that actually planned ahead.
Now, did you prep? Now, are you a prepper? Wait a minute. Are you a prepper in general, or did this make you say, I'm going to get ahead? Okay. All right. What do you got?
Well, I've been a prepper for years.
Okay.
I've been trying to get other people to start doing it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I got shelves in my basement that's stocked with just about everything I need.
For how long?
I average about a year, two. On some things.
Well, now, okay, you're talking about the shelf life of the food. I'm talking about
in general for a rough amount of supplies. Like, I got enough toilet paper to last at least a year or more.
I got you. So the world could shut down for a year, and you're going to be able to at least keep functioning. I'm curious, what made you start thinking that way?
So I used to live up in Michigan. We get snowstorms where you could be power or anything for weeks.
Yeah. Upers.
Yeah. Well, lower peninsula, but
man,
we get outages where you get no power for a week or something like that. You can't get out most of the time unless if you're snowed in.
Right. So. Well, I think of it the same way. I grew up as a little kid. It was parts of my youth were very rural. And the idea of going to town was not a once a day thing or once every two or three day thing.
Once a month.
Every couple weeks, maybe a month. But when you went, it was you got everything you needed and you were self-sufficient until the next time, a month later, whenever it had to be, you'd go back again. That's just natural. Now, of all of the soups and canned everything, what's the most tasty? Because I know you taste them before you buy a case. What is it?
Venison.
Venison. How do you get the venison? You got it jerky, or you got it in cans, or what?
No, I got frozen for burgers and stuff.
All right.
The Fresh and Thyme here in Heidelberg carries it.
Mm.
as well as elk, buffalo, bison.
You've got all of the animals that back in the day you'd have had to go out and shoot.
Yep.
Right on, man.
First time in Heidelberg carries it.
All right, John, do me a favor. Get on my social media and send me a venison hookup. I don't know if you've ever had venison jerky. Years ago when I worked at a sports station, one of our producers' grandfather used to go hunt. And about the same time every year, producer would show up with a paper sack full of venison jerky. Oh my gosh. And if you're ever driving to Detroit, right on your right before you get into Michigan, I want to say it's Point Luna, there's a place called the Jerky Hut. I can't say the name, or I can't say the slogan, but there is a place called the Jerky Hut. You'll see signs after you get out of Toledo. You're literally right at the border. Yeah, buddy. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. I'm not making light of it. I'm not making light of it. It's serious, and it's going to get more serious. And that's the part I'm concerned about, because we were told, what, 4 or 5 days ago, hey, it's going to get more serious. Okay. Then let's plan ahead. All of a sudden, oh, it's Friday with toilet paper. And when it continues to get more serious, or as they would say in the rural South where I grew up, seriouser, I'm worried that that process of flipping out is going to escalate. Because it doesn't need to. I'm like him. It blew my mind. I went through the Aldi, and everything that I buy, every trip to the Aldi, they had all of it, except for green onions. And it was crowded, and it was busy. And, well, no, you know what? I said the Cracker Barrel game was the first thing I noticed specifically. When I was checking out at the Aldi, you could not get cash back. That's the first thing. Then, the ignoramus game. Hour two, next, KDK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.